This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Have you ever seen anybody make a mistake of some kind? Maybe they drop something, or they don't remember something, or maybe they just forget about something, or just don't do something properly, and then they say, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, how could I have forgotten that? I'm so dumb. I'm so forgetful. These are examples of somebody who identifies with their mistake, right? If you make a mistake, and you say, oh, I'm so stupid, that just reinforces the fact that you're stupid, that you made that mistake, and it's part of your identity. You make a mistake, you get something wrong, you forget something, you don't do something the right way, and then all of a sudden, you call yourself stupid. Your brain links that up, and it says, okay, he's a dum-dum. Hey, have you ever done that? I know I have. And I also know that when I made the distinction between identifying with my mistakes or my negative thought patterns or the negative words that I was using to describe my actions, thoughts, behaviors, when I made the distinction between, hey, I'm identifying, I'm using words and language that actually identifies me with what I did. Hey, I don't think I should be doing that. That's not a very good idea. Now, if you do that, then you internalize that negative language, right? That limiting language. And every time you internalize something by reinforcing it, make a mistake, I'm so stupid. Forget about something, I'm so forgetful. You're late to some engagement, oh man, I'm always late. Every time you do that, every time you say it out loud, or every time you think about it, that just reinforces that pattern in your mind. And you get closer, you cast a vote, so to speak, for becoming the type of person who's stupid, who's always late, who is always forgetful, who isn't getting where they want to get in life. Now, of course, nobody wants to be stupid. Nobody wants to make mistakes. Nobody wants to be forgetful. Nobody wants to be late all the time. But so many of us are. And one reason I'm telling you in this episode might be because you reinforce it. Now, we've all been guilty of this at some point in time, right? The key, though, is making that realization, right? So going back to this statement that we just mentioned a moment ago, somebody makes a mistake, says, I'm so stupid, right? Now, that's an example of somebody who's identified with their mistake. But what if instead of saying, I'm so stupid, when you make a mistake, you just say, I did something stupid, right? Instead of saying, I'm so dumb, I'm so stupid, you just say, I just did something stupid. Now, there's a big difference between those two statements. I'll tell you why. The first statement identifies you with your mistake. The second statement separates you from the mistake, right? So the first statement identifies you with it. It reinforces the fact that this is the type of person that you are. And that means that you and the mistake are one. You want to separate that. You don't want to be identified with something negative, something that doesn't help you, something that you can't use to better yourself, make progress in your life, succeed with whatever it is that you want to succeed at. Now, if you look at that second statement, it makes a clear separation between you and your mistake. I just did something stupid. That's all right to say. We've all done dumb things at some point in time. Some of us more than others. I've probably done at least a couple of dumb things today. We all do dumb things from time to time. We all do stupid things from time to time. But that doesn't mean we're stupid. It just means that we made a mistake. We did something dumb. We did something stupid. So you want to make that clear cut, that clear separation between you and anything negative. You don't want it to identify who you are, right? So instead of when you make a mistake, you say something dumb, you slip up in whatever way, or maybe you don't achieve a goal that you were planning to achieve. Maybe you wrote out a to-do list this morning and maybe you didn't get it all done. Now, does that mean that you're not a successful person? No, it just means that you didn't successfully accomplish what you set out to accomplish today. That's okay. Learn from it, get better. That's what we mean. You want to make a clear cut, a clear separation between the mistakes that you make, the negative patterns of behavior and thoughts and things of that nature. Anything that doesn't help you, you want to separate that and look at it as an action rather than as a value, as a virtue that identifies who you are as a person. Now, on the flip side, right? The solution to this, one good solution to this, is to reverse that pattern. You could use this to help you. In other words, you could, instead of identifying yourself with the negatives, which is what we so often do, right? We don't, when we succeed, we don't often say, oh man, I'm a successful person. But I'm telling you in this episode that that could be the key to your success. Reinforce the successes and separate yourself from the losses. If you fail at something, doesn't mean you're a failure. But hey, if you succeed at something, then you can call yourself a success. You don't have to brag about it or boast about it. You could just tell yourself about it. So you reverse this pattern. That's the message of this episode. Make it clear to yourself that I do not identify as an unmotivated person, as a failure, as somebody who's dumb, makes mistakes, that's stupid. I don't identify as that. I identify instead as the type of person who feels incredibly motivated, who feels incredibly successful, who is a success, who is productive, who does make things happen, who is confident and powerful in his capabilities. You can do that. You just need to affirm your own greatness. Rather than saying, I'm unmotivated or I'm unproductive, I'm on this, I'm always afraid, I can't do things right, I make mistakes. No! Drop that crap, baby. I am motivated. I am productive. I am powerful. I am confident. I can do this. Make that part of your identity and make a clear separation between your mistakes and your identity and who you are. Don't let some negative stuff become part of who you are as an individual, but let the good stuff become part of who you are as an individual. Define yourself by the things that you want to become. Reinforce those behaviors by identifying with them and let go of the negative stuff that doesn't help you. And go out there every single day and you know what to do. Live like you give a damn. Go out there and be the type of person who lives like they give a damn.
It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.